Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. I always love hearing from you. Today's mini edit is about some fantastic books I have recently read. Just as a little context, in the Edit Your Life survey, one thing that people commented on and asked for repeatedly was book content. People said they loved when I cover books and could I share some more about them? Now, I used to do a monthly book recap at the end of every month on Instagram, and then I hit this massive reading slump. I just really struggled to get through a book, even make it through the first 50 pages of a book. It was just really depressing. I know I was going through a lot of things in my personal life and that was all related, but it was just making reading feel like a pressured thing. And I stopped posting those recaps. And then the first book I read in 2023 was Ilion Wu's incredible Master Slave Husband Wife. I have mentioned this book before on this show. I cannot recommend it enough. It is about an incredible, lesser known piece of American history that, thanks to Ilion's skilled hand, reads like a thriller. Ilion is a delightful person. She's actually a personal friend who I met through a mutual friend. And it's worth noting that her book was a top 10 New York Times book pick of 2023. She is super legit. Anyway, read that book. Now, it was at that moment when I read her book that I really embraced slow reading, just sinking in, not worrying about monthly recaps, giving myself freedom to experiment. And that leads me to this moment where I'm going to kick off a probably irregular, but lovingly authentic book mini edit series. I will produce a book roundup whenever I have read 3 to 5 titles that I've found funny and or compelling enough to share. The first book I want to share is the first book I read in 2024, and it is Alice Hoffman's The Invisible Hour. During the winter break, which also coincided with my radical month of rest, I had the best date with John. We went to the library together to browse books. And on this visit, I delighted in the simple act of pulling a bunch of books off the shelves and reading a page or two of each before deciding whether to check them out. When I'm looking for new titles, my go-to tactic is to hit the new release section and pull items sort of at random. I'm usually pulled by jacket design or a compelling title, or an author name. And so I pulled Alice Hoffman's The Invisible Hour off the shelf, and wow, kind of for many reasons. Because first, Hoffman's career is extensive. Her first book was published in the 1970s, and it's kind of amazing to me that this was my first entree into her work. If I had to make a guess, I think I most heard her name around Practical Magic, and I'm not usually into mystical and fantasy, so maybe that's why I hadn't read her to date. Well, The Invisible Hour is wonderful, imaginative, surprising. It was also fun to envision the story playing out across Massachusetts. I highly recommend. I was so captivated by this book, I just gobbled it up. And I had been in a book rep before that, so that was great. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. The second book I want to share is another Alice Hoffman pick, because when I shared a picture of the cover of The Invisible Hour in my Instagram stories, someone wrote to me saying that I needed to read The World That We Knew. I immediately ordered it, and again, wow. It is a sobering read, given that it is set during the Holocaust. I needed to pause several times to just sit with the material, and it was an incredible story of love, both familial and romantic, as well as sacrifice and resilience. I said earlier that I'm not typically a person who gravitates towards fantasy, so when the plot moved to the creation of a golem by a rabbi's daughter, I had to hold my skepticism for a moment, but I was soon proven wrong. The book goes on to develop the golem character in really incredible ways. There's connection to magic animals through a heron, and the story is anchored around female characters. It was just really incredible. The third book I want to recommend is Rest is Resistance by Tricia Hersey. In my Lessons from a Month of Radical Rest episode, I mentioned that I was reading this book. As I mentioned in that podcast episode, in the quote I read from Hersey's book, she helped me reframe my thinking regarding rest as a privilege or something that needs to be earned. But her book is bigger than that. This manifesto is bold. She believes that grind culture is the product of capitalism and white supremacy, and that we need to disrupt grind culture and find liberation in rest. I definitely recommend you check this out if you're struggling with rest. The last book I want to recommend today is The Storm We Made by Vanessa Chan. So on January 2nd, I was kicking off the new year with some serious adulting, a routine dental visit. And while I was in the chair, eyes closed, mouth wide open with tartar being scraped off my teeth, I heard the morning news broadcast on the little TV in my dental pod. The anchors were talking about The Storm We Made by Vanessa Chan. And given the premise and the fact that this was an Asian author, I was like, I want to read this. But the funny thing was, because my phone was not in reach and I was, as I said, sitting there with my mouth hanging open, I just kept repeating the title and author name in my head so I wouldn't forget it until the moment when I could punch the information into Todoist afterwards. This book, set before, during, and a little bit after World War II, is tough in the way that historical fiction that includes the atrocities of war is. And I was grateful for this read because prior to this book, I had no insight into how Malaysia, then Malaya, was impacted by British and Japanese occupation. Definitely recommend. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.